Thank you. du ciel à genoux pour There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was probably meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm probably not going to do that. I'm probably not going to do that. There was a speech that I was probably meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. There was probably a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. There was a speech that I was meant to read out, but I'm not going to do that. 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 All new tales of the time poor. All new tales of the time poor. All new tales of the time poor. 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 Something other than nothing. Something other than nothing. Other than nothing. Other than nothing. Something other than nothing. A low wage economy with low social cohesion. 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 Kind of obscene silence has fallen like tasteless curtains. Kind of obscene silence has fallen like tasteless curtains. A kind of obscene silence has fallen like tasteless curtains. A kind of obscene silence has fallen like tasteless curtains. Obscene silence has fallen like tasteless curtains. Is it true that? Is it true that? Is it fair that? Is it fair that? Is it true that? Is it fair that? Is it true that? Is it fair that? Is it true that? Is it fair? Is it true that? It is fair. Is it fair? Is it true? That is it fair? That is it true? That is it fair? That is it fair? Is it true? Is it fair? Is it true? Is it fair? Is it true? Is it something other than nothing? 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 Something other than nothing. 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 Crowd sourcing money to outsource production. Crowd sourcing money to outsource production. Crowd sourcing money to outsource production. Outsource production. Outsource production. Outsource production. Outsource production. Outsource production. Blood has formed a pattern on the ground. Blood has formed a pattern on the ground. At the end of the street at the end of the street where blood has formed a pattern on the ground at the end of the street where blood has formed a pattern on the ground where blood has formed a pattern on the ground, checking devices, money brings down great unhappiness, money can bring great unhappiness, checking devices. New tales of the time poor. All 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 new tales of the time poor of the time poor of the time poor. All new tales of the time poor of the time poor of the time poor of the time poor of the time poor. All new tales of the time poor. All new tales of the time. Poor all new tales of the time, poor all new tales of the time, poor all new tales of the time, poor hello, all new tales of the all new tales of the all new tales of the
I'm going to talk to you this morning from the subject, how will you spend your Christmas? When we think about these hard times, everybody's out of work and things are tough and tight. You can't hardly find a job no place. And as we draw near to the Christmas time, I want to know, how will you spend your Christmas? Some of you men and women had good jobs, but you wouldn't keep them. You were making good money, but you wouldn't save it. You spend it all having what you call a big time. And now Christmas is almost here, and you're broke. You've got no money, and you don't know where you can get any. If you've got any friends, you can't find them. Brother, don't blame anybody because you are broke. Just blame yourself. You should have saved up for these hard times. When you had money, you didn't use good sense. Now, brother, your wife wants to know, and your friends want to know, how you're going to spend your Christmas. Mr. Jones, as we face these hard times, you seem to be mighty happy all the time. How are you going to spend your Christmas?
My God, child, I'm not going to spend Christmas. How can I spend what I ain't got? I'm going to celebrate Christmas. And believe me, I mean celebrate. Nothing worries me. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, that's all right, too. But you can't even celebrate these days. Hard time without some money. You just got to have it, that's all. Christmas is a time when everybody's supposed to give somebody a present. And it takes money to give presents. And when you get no money and you can't have any friends and don't know where you can find any, how are you going to spend your Christmas? Your wife is mad and the children's crying. How will you spend your Christmas? Say, my friend, let me tell you, times ain't these days what they used to be. That was a time when everybody had plenty of work and some money. And Christmas time, you could spend your Christmas just like it is nobody's business. You could pray and sing and get mighty happy. But how can a man pray and sing and get happy when he's broke and hungry?
Yeah.
It used to be you could sit down at a big table and have eat a big dinner and drink plenty good old time eggnog made in the shade and stirred with a spade.
Yeah.
It was the best eggnog that ever was made.
Yeah.
It'll roll your cheeks and curl your hair and make you feel like a millionaire.
Yeah.
But those good days are gone now, and I'm wondering how you're going to spend your Christmas.
Yeah.
But time ain't what they used to be.
Yeah.
But brother, don't get discouraged.
No.
Care up for the day that's coming after a while where you can spend your Christmas praising God and giving Him the thanks for what He's already done to you this year. You can spend your Christmas praising to God and praying to Him for time to get better. Will Christmas Day find you at the church, or will it find you in jail? Will Christmas Day find you sober, trying to stand up like a man and serve God? Or will it find you drunk on moonshine and a disgrace to the world? Brother, you must take the world and you'll find it. And let the Holy Ghost be your friend. So when you get a good job, save your money. And so when Christmas time comes and these hard times come, you can know how you're going to spend your Christmas. Amen.
Or does Robinson order me a final request, and we move from the basin down the canal. This catafalque bears Robinson to the river that has risen to meet us. The boat drifts between the drowning houses of Soho, and we pass that way one last time. Overhead a forked red sky. And then the whole raft of Soho breaking from the rest of the city, and the smoke and the fire, Robinson, the dirty rover of Oxford Street, gone in the rupture. And gradually the shades come out, the spirits of the place, the immigrants of the night, and the district moves like a huge, nearly submerged island down into the swirl of the river's midstream, and then seawards past what was once Tilbury. Then the shades are released and float into the black sky until only Robinson and I are left. The toe caps of Robinson's shoes are opaque now, as filmed as his eyes. Rough seas ahead, the waves starting to crest. One larger than the rest crashes down onto the bow. Somewhere nearly lost on the wind, the mournful boom of the foghorn, a sign to release him to the waves. Robinson's white arm held aloft, as though in valediction, the last I see of him, until the green swallows come away now. James Jesus Angleton thought, only fragments remain, the rest so hard to retrieve. Life makes no more sense now than it did then. However much was forgotten, it was always an old spy's fate to remember. He remembered long nights of tough decisions in the room at the desk, blinds down, dry reasoning to justify cutting a man loose, followed by bad conscience that soured the whiskey. He remembered always being impatient for the next drink, alcohol and nicotine his great mistresses, downing half and rubbing his mouth in the same way he had half a century earlier, after drinking pure spring water on the school run called the Leader, one clear blue day in the Malvern Hills. Not a yank at Oxford, but near enough. ELO is Mr. Blue Sky was one of his favourites. He remembered saying, "They're setting him up." He'd done the same many times, set a man up. He remembered a cardinal, a future pope, skittish after three glasses of wine, saying,
"Welcome to the labyrinth."
He remembered thinking, once you understand the principles of betrayal and negotiation, there are only certain well-established tracks. He remembered saying, "You think Nazir is working for six," but couldn't recall the context. He remembered being never happier than on solitary fishing trips, drinking beer in a country bar with the Duke for company. Legend had him down for highfalutin dandy, master of ambiguity and reader of poetry. where he saw his real tastes as simple: catalogue clothes, detective stories, and coke. The Brits he knew didn't understand popular culture. Hindsight let him see what he hadn't then. Another old spy searching his room, noting the neat, sparse regularity of his personal possessions, in contrast to the favoured chaos of the working method. A stage set dressed for effect, lowered Venetians, pools of light, wreaths of smoke, towers of files, and that huge desk. He remembered splendid hangovers and monitoring signs of his rebelling body, kicking them off and reacquainting himself with old friends such as Philby, who agreed Washington restaurants were so bad that, in his words,
one is more or less reduced to liquid, shall we?
He remembered doing his best thinking drunk, drinking for many reasons apart from the obvious of what the alcohol did. Test the boundaries of self-control while loosening some of the constraints. How close had the great traitor been to blurting,
"Jimmy, old boy, I'm in a hell of a hole."
He remembered a lifetime of dead secrets that lay scattered in his head like dried husks of grain.
He felt older than Methuselah.
In terms of page turns in the middle of a sentence. Okay, okay. Okay, O'Grady, a big man once, stood in the empty carriage of the Silver Train as it moved faster through the long tunnel from St. John's Wood into daylight at Finchley Road. He wore an overcoat that looked like a man that rarely did, and the battered holdall at his feet was far from full. He stood awkwardly, waiting for the doors to close, blinking at the light after so long underground. After West Hampstead, the train travelled a ridge. Slate sky bled the colour from the view. To the left, he could see the tower of the Kilburn State Cinema, like a small finger of Manhattan stuck into the London skyline. O'Grady felt his stomach contract and thought of riding on, but he got out at Kilburn, pausing to watch the train move away down the long straight track. He couldn't remember if the carriages had always been silver. He took the stairs down to the street. He was still unfamiliar with the process of everything, and whatever he did felt like it was at the wrong speed, even handing in his ticket to the unmanned booth. Outside, the two railway bridges, cutting the road at an angle just above the station entrance and booming whenever a train passed over, were his first familiar landmark. To his left, Shoot Up Hill ran up towards Cricklewood. To think he had once aspired to Cricklewood, O'Grady turned right. The Kilburn High Road had been a ditch when he left, and still was from what he could see. He wondered if Moran's, where he'd had his first job, was still there. It was the same. The rest of the shops looked as fifth-rate as ever, and the street had not lost its air of having long since given up. Traffic was clogging up in both directions. A white van parked half on the pavement blocked the way, its orange taillights winking in unison. O'Grady had not seen indicators doing that before. Apart from that, everything looked the same. It was a shock to find so little changed. From what he'd read, there was supposed to be a boom on. Further down on the other side was the Black Lion. He'd favoured the Black Lion after being barred from the Roman Way for brawling. Inside reminded him of the ice cakes of childhood treats. It was more the size of a church than a pub, with several tall rooms. There had been music on Friday nights, Irish bands over from Belfast and Dublin, singing mournful country and western. Most of them stayed at his sister's. There had been a barmaid too, with artificial red hair, lacquered to perfection, which meant she would only let him take her on all fours so as not to muss it up. He'd never found out who'd told his wife. It was soon after opening, and the place was empty apart from a couple of biddies in a corner, chasing bottles of stout with what looked like sweet sherry. He'd not meant to go in, even after he'd crossed the street. The barman was a surly lad, more interested in his paper than pouring Guinness. O'Grady asked for a Jameson's too, to give him something extra to do, once they'd jumped when he'd stood at that bar. Everything was much more expensive than he remembered. Tickets, drink, food. He seemed to have shelled out a small fortune for not very much. From what he could see, nobody paid him any attention. Once his whole life had been about making an impression, not necessarily a good one, more a matter of leaving his mark, which is what he had understood by using his fists. Now he'd grown invisible, which was how he wanted it. He walked Kilburn's back streets for half an hour, sobering up. Then he went back to Tony's for his bag, which he'd forgotten. He needed to get off on the right foot with Molly. She was taking him in when nobody else would. He walked past the house a couple of times. She'd had a new sign done. Or maybe there was a boom on after all. The trees in the street had recently been lopped right back, and in their knobbly brown hardness, looked like pillars of old turd. The house was taller than he remembered. Standing before it, he felt daunted by what lay ahead. Small days of best behavior under the disapproving eye of his sister.
Dropped.
He rang the bell. Molly took her time answering. Even before she opened the door, O'Grady knew he was in the wrong. He was late, and she would smell the drink on him.
Dropped.
There's no red carpet, if that's what you're thinking, was all she said by way of a greeting. O'Grady crossed the threshold. The mosaic floor he hadn't given a thought to since leaving. In his day, it had always had two or three pieces missing, and sure enough, they still were. He stood in the hall, gripping his bag.
Dropped.
He had no explanation to speak of. Most of the time now, he found he had nothing to say. Molly didn't even look at him or ask how he was. Your old room's empty, she said. It's let usually, so the electricity and heat are on a meter. 50 pences and pounds is what it takes. I'll be leaving to visit Mother at 5.
Dropped.
It was an instruction, not an invitation. They would take the bus, as Molly disapproved of the tube. His old room was in the eaves. There wasn't much to it. A few sticks of furniture, a view of rooftops and television aerials. He'd grown up there, his mother letting room to lads from Ireland, most of them over on digging jobs. At some point, the place had started calling itself a hotel, and one or two men in suits, travelling salesmen, began to be seen in the dining room. His father, from what he could remember, had never been mentioned. All O'Grady knew was he'd gone ahead of them, to England, but had moved on by the time they arrived. This was what was commonly known as an Irish divorce, there were rumours of Canada. O'Grady lay on the bed and waited for time to pass. He had taught himself not to think, stripping his mind like an engine or a gun.
Not bothering to put it back together.
I'm Happy New Year's to you. Casa Elf, Casa 12, Marit, FBD, NL, Le N, Europe, L'Epée, Elect, Bosch, Kenwood, Domo, Burn Yo, In One, Promotion, Action, Number In EU, E, Bank Contact, Mr. Cash, P, A, C, H, P, L, E, P, Easy Pay, Aurora, I, Bank Contact, Mr. Cash, Cado, Pass, Sodexo, Condition Can Be Full at the Photo Department, Action Valid, Gra, S, Media, Rect. Thank you.
80% energy, Osram energy, Osram, 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 Osram. 40, 40, 40, six pack, six, six pack, six pack, six pack. Notre conseil, double A, double A, double A, A4, 90, 250. Double A, 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 paper, double A quality paper. Bad, bad, freedom of speech, bass, dealer, Sonny Ericsson, I had passion, bass, deal. 150 punten, point, home, home, home. 150 punten, point, gros, 5. Bonus, lu, euro, team, de produit, lu, lu, euro, team, un, lu, producten, point, bonus, 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 plus 50% bonus punten. Carrefour gonfle vos points bonus. Petit lu met chocolade, 2 mal 150 grammes. Plus puzzle, 150 punten, point. Carrefour dikt je bonus punten aan. Bonus plus 50% bonus punten. Tuk, tuk. Wages and so mud social security and mud life and all insurance all. Lola und Lisa cause camailleux cassis paprika un jour ailleurs d'un extra rune dans I am super dry, high speed, tombera ou tombera pas. Z.
Oh, yeah. came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed, with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Du 19 au 21 octobre, Podium Guerlain, ask for a chili talk. Tuez promo les prix de praise, promo les prix dit prize de praise, les prix promo V6 SIF Life gratuit, gratuit plus 30%, plus 30%, plus 50%, Visa prix de praise, promo dit praise, les prix neuf poubelles veulent. Produit entre producten, happy days vanaf 18 maart, Coca-Cola, Visa, V6, V6, papier WC, toilette papier, V6, Aquarius, essuie-tout, senteur, les prix, téléphoner au tarif, je veux. Dri, tuer, cesse, tegen prijzen, hier. Wil kilogram, minus, plus, plus, nul, nul. Joue Disney, gratis. Ce prix-là, vous voulez. Et oui, c'est mieux ici. Avery Burkle. Firenze, Inox, Nebra, Max, Tipex, Bic, 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 Tipex, Scotch, Bic, Tipex. Mini Pocket Mouse Brit. Merci de présenter vos sacs, caddies et paniers aux caisses. TDK, TDK, 2 plus 1 gratis scotch, min 1,50€. 500 nouveaux 0% BIC, 8 plus 2 gratis. 3 gras, 3 plus 1 gratis, 3 plus 1 gratis. BIC, BIC. Paladin, clip, pic, kids. Save, leg, 50€, 20€, 50€, 10€, 20€, euro, 15. Plus de points, plus vite, iTunes, carte, la carte, iTunes. Euro team, face, arto, arto, euro 4, euro 6, euro 12, base, votre fidélité.